Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Today, we are celebrating the 33rd anniversary of the founding of Bethel Baptist Church. And directly following this service, we'll be enjoying good food and each other, and we'll be thanking God who is building his church and has mercifully made us part of it. All other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, including the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which is also canceled. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of John, chapters 20 and 21. The men's Bible study will meet here Thursday, October 7th at 7 p.m. And please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions. Just a reminder, there will be a baptismal service next Sunday, that's October 11th, following the morning worship service. And if you have any questions regarding that baptism, please see Pastor Otero. And refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And our brother Joby Noriello will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Good morning. 33 years. Those of you who have known me have probably knew that I was born when this church was started 33 years ago. But anyway, there are a couple of things I'd like to be thankful for and praise God for. One is 33 years of fulfilling Hebrews 10, where it says, and let us consider one another, provoke under each other unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. This church has been very faithful in doing that. But the most wonderful thing that this church does is the faithful preaching of the word and the word alone. Fulfilling 2 Timothy 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And all this has been possible because of faithfulness in the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. So today, let's start with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him. The Church's One Foundation.
The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, the Lord.
stand together and sing number 449, To God Be the Glory.
Years we have done this before anything else, to pray to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we gather today to give thanks for the past 33 years of church life. We think back to those who first had the vision of a church in this place, to those who gave of their labor, their treasure, their time to make it happen. And as we remember the efforts of the founders, we offer words of thanks and praise to you. Lord, we remember men and women who stepped forward to provide leadership and direction to our work, and we are grateful. We remember events that brought us together, especially the fellowship luncheon, the picnics, and many more. And so for the gift of friendship and fellowship in this church, we are grateful. Lord, we give thanks today for all who work behind the scenes, planning and preparing. We remember today all that led this congregation to this day. For 33 years of ministry to and with the community. For our 25 years of radio ministry and internet ministry. Lord, we are thankful for 33 years of growing together in love, for that has made us what we are now. We give you thanks. We give you praise. God of our future, may we walk boldly into what may come as people not only of faith, but of hope. May we share your hope and promise with the Lord in which we live. Receive now our offerings as a demonstration of our love for you and the responsibility you have placed upon our life to keep this ministry forward. And when all is done and said, we will be careful to give you the glory and the honor in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
just where we go. And teach us to be wise in times when we don't know.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Psalms. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 661. We will be reading Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Psalm 46, the entire psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved, God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Blessed is the word of God. Our gracious Father, thank you that you have not left us ignorant and without hope, but in your mercy you've given us the scriptures, those scriptures illuminated by the Holy Spirit, through which we have come to know you in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful that you have brought us together as a congregation, and for those founders of Bethel Baptist Church 33 years ago. We rest in the assurance that you're with us through the times of trouble and sovereignly in control of all circumstances. Above all, we thank you for the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, making possible the great blessings of our adoption into your family. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with wisdom and knowledge as he comes to preach the word. Give us ears to hear with understanding that we and those listening on the radio and internet and CD might live according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.